You're listening to the Joint Force on AFN The Eagle, serving America's best. Today, I'm joined by Lieutenant Colonel William Washington, Public Health Command Europe, Director of Health and Human Services. Sir, thanks for joining me.
Pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
So, sir, I got to tell you, I am hearing some real hysteria about this whole monkeypox thing. Now, I understand people being nervous. We just feel like we're getting to the end of this pandemic. Nobody can stand having one more thing to be scared of. So can you talk about monkeypox and really what is the risk?
Yeah, of course. Thank you. So monkeypox, it's a rare disease. It's caused by infection with the monkeypox virus, which is a virus that is part of the same family of viruses as smallpox. Monkeypox symptoms are similar to smallpox symptoms, but the strain of monkeypox that we've been observing in this current outbreak is thankfully rarely fatal. Since about early May of this year, more than 12,000 cases have been confirmed of monkeypox infections that have been reported outside of the normal endemic areas where monkeypox usually occurs, and that includes countries like Great Britain, Spain, United States, and even here in Germany, among many others, actually. And while in certain distinctive populations across Europe in particular, the risk level approaches medium, the overall risk for service members and their families here and across Europe remains low. So that's good news. And those who have had recent travel to West Africa, and as it turns out, men who regularly have close intimate contact or interpersonal interactions with other men are the groups that appear to be most at risk for this current outbreak.
It's sounding like overall risk remains low. We don't have to become hysterical just yet, right, sir?
I would agree with that. I don't think that there's any cause for panic at this point. Again, the risk for service members and their families here in Europe and in Africa continues to be low.
Can you talk about how monkeypox is transmitted?
Sure. So thankfully, human-to-human transmission of monkeypox doesn't occur very easily, especially when you compare it to other viruses like COVID-19, for example. People with monkeypox virus report having very close and sustained physical contact with someone else who was infected with monkeypox virus. Human-to-human methods of transmission in this current outbreak predominantly seem to be occurring as a result of prolonged direct contact with areas of either broken skin or body fluids or lesion material, such as through contaminated clothing or prolonged contact, physical contact with some infected person who has been diagnosed with monkeypox virus. Far more uncommonly, human-to-human transmission can occur through large respiratory droplets. So if you're talking very closely in a very intimate space for a very extended period of time with someone who's infected with monkeypox virus, you can get it through large respiratory droplets, but that seems to be happening very uncommonly with this current outbreak.
I, for one, am relieved to learn all this, but I'm still curious about a few more things. So we have more time with Lieutenant Colonel William Washington, Public Health Command Europe, Director of Health and Human Services, coming up next right here on AFN.